This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 120 of the Rafters Podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever-decadent host, Liam McDade, across from the virtual table from Smokey Robinson over there, Connor Strayer. What's up, homeboy?
What up, what up? I know we said don't bring it up, but I don't go for it. I was going to say that chances are anyone listens from there. It's been a long day, and
take the edge off a little bit. I love it.
I want to take a little. It's legal in Massachusetts.
You're fucking right. Let's. I don't even want to dance around here. Let's just get into how shitty last night was, because you were texting me. We were both fired up. A whole bunch of bullshit. Jason Tatum, man. Like, I hate having this conversation. I think every Celtics fan, if you really pressed him, you'd be able to get them to say what I'm about to say, but he's just not on the level of superstar that we are accustomed to here, wearing green and white, playing for the Boston Celtics. He's not that elite caliber Larry Bird, Kevin Garnett, even Paul Pierce, who was beyond clutch in the playoffs, never dipped in production.
I'd say Ray Allen, too.
Yeah, Ray Allen had his moments. He was more hit or miss. And I hate Ray Allen just for the way it all ended. I'm spiteful that way. But I'll mention them. And then, of course, like, you got the older legends back in the day that are well before my time and escaped my knowledge for the most part. But what the fuck is up with Jason Tatum? He's just – we really hoped he'd be a top three. He finished top five in MVP.
I think he was number seven. Let me Google that real quick. Let me get those numbers.
Even then, he is closer to being outside the top 10 players in the league than he is being the MVP. Like, he's not in the top five, and you have to really stretch the argument for him to be in the top five.
Mm-hmm. No, sorry, I'm looking that up. But yeah, I totally agree. What am I? NBA MVP final standings?
Yeah, MVP ladder.
Finalists. A race. Whatever. Let's go with this.
Because I know it was Jokic and Shea was 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Fucking all this dumbass Anthony Edwards hype probably has him at 3. I'll lose my fucking mind.
I think it was. No, Anthony Edwards was below Tatum. I know that for a fact. He was, but he was on there. Someone did give him a vote in the top 5.
Dear God.
Hold on. NBA.com should have this somewhere. Should just have it black and white right here. All right. So, well, fun fact, I guess this is Joker's third MVP. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. So, holy crap. Absurd. So now he's up there with, now he joins an elite club. Moses Malone, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, all have 3. LeBron has 4. Will Chamberlain 4.
Which is why everyone's flipping out because they don't think he's of their caliber. I totally lean more toward he just is. He's unspectacular to watch, but he just is that good. So you gotta fucking deal with it.
The 3 finalists were Luka and Shea. So Luka, I think Shea finished 2nd, or
Shea was 2nd.
I forget. It's not giving me the whole list, but it gave me the top 3.
But he's
3.
Just like, Tatum's just underwhelming. Like, you look at the box score from last night without looking at the numbers, it looks good. 25, 7, and 6. Like, the numbers look good, but it's what you brought. Great. No, but like, that's the thing.
They look great. Yeah. The numbers, he scored 25 points. He was the leading scorer on the team.
Yeah.
Why? It's not his fault. Which, I mean,
it's not his fault.
It's not, but it is. I think it's a whole team. They came out flat.
Yeah.
I don't think it didn't look like they cared at any point in last night's game.
Yeah, not that I'm a stickler for the numbers, but he was a minus 22 box plus minus. As you texted me last night, it didn't change. I think you texted me in the third quarter he had that. So, and then they basically benched all their starters toward the end.
Yeah, which was a little weird. If we could bring this up real quick, I was watching the game. It was weird with the rotations that the coach is putting in.
Yeah.
Like he had Tillman in there at one point. I'm like, what are we doing? This is like the second round of the playoffs. We have like the last guy off the bench coming in the game. This shouldn't be. What well, I just didn't understand why he had him in the game for that long. Not just him,
Yeah.
but like other guys too. Like the
He
whole bench was
got,
in.
yeah,
Got a lot
Tillman
of
got
minutes.
11 minutes. Yeah, he did. Well, I
That's a
mean,
good amount of
you got to
time.
get creative, though. There's no Porzingis. Friggin' Luke Kornet was in there, and I
Do
was
you
like,
though?
oh,
Is it
no.
so? Is this how much of an impact Porzingis is making? Because it's making it seem like Porzingis was our best player then this year.
Well, he's not the best
He's
player, but he's the most important
yeah.
player. There's a distinct difference. There's a difference between MVP and best
Good
player in the
point.
league.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
LeBron should have like fucking eight MVPs because he was the best for a while, but Derrick Rose won an MVP and a bunch of other people. So there is a difference
Dirk
between
Nowitzki.
those. Yeah, Dirk
Dirk's
did
got
win.
one. Yeah, you
Yeah,
don't
he
say that.
does have one.
Hesitate. He's got
Yeah,
one.
he
Dirk's
does. Yeah, I forgot
he
you
could
have
have
an
had
MVP.
two
Good for you.
and a championship. Something
Yeah,
that
well,
Tatum doesn't have yet.
he's the man. No,
But it took him
exactly.
forever to get Dirk. But yeah.
But that's what we fucking want. It's like, and he never, not never, you know, I'm overreacting. I'm pissed. I'm being dramatic. Yeah. He isn't having those like 30, 40 point games. Like game seven against the Bucks, I want to say 2 years ago, maybe the year they went to the finals, he had like 50 in game seven, smoked the shit out of them, shot the shit out of the ball, hit like eight threes. And I'm like, okay, that's what we're looking for. But we haven't seen it recently.
Yeah, and I think his confidence is definitely going down too. His body language isn't really that great. And you're right, he did score 25 points, but
Yeah,
to
but
get
25
there and to
points
go
is
seven,
it's underwhelming for
who
Jason
had that?
Tatum.
Didn't like Mobley have that the other day, like last night?
He
He
had
had
close
21.
20s, 21, yeah.
So it's like
Playoff career high for
fucking
him.
Mobley's scoring 21 points. It
Yeah.
cut it 21 high. It was a game high at career, and Tatum beat that easily. But you're right. He needs to, like, if he's gonna be the leader on this team, like the guy, he needs to
Yeah.
prove it in games like this. Like, he didn't do anything in the third quarter. He did
No.
nothing. I think he maybe shot the ball three times and he missed them all. He got one shot, I think, or a couple free throws, but it was just, I was waiting for someone to step up. I was waiting for someone to step up, and no one ever did last night. Like, no one ever
Yeah.
did. And Tatum just doesn't seem to want to step up in these huge moments.
Like, I saw it at the beginning of the game. You could tell he really wanted to be involved and take over the game. He was,
Yeah.
you know, he had a really nice kind of sidestep three-pointer. He had a few shots where I'm like, okay, this is good. But then the Cavs defense was overwhelming. That fucking Max Strus guy was giving him problems for a little bit. And then he kept
Which is
shooting and kept
crazy to
missing.
me.
Yeah,
Max
exactly.
Strus,
Like,
you can't get by him.
yeah.
He
He's
actually
kind
he's
of
in the
fat.
starting
Like, I'm
lineup
gonna
too,
level
right?
with you. He's kind of fat. I think he is.
I don't think he's well, he's fat for NBA standards, yeah.
Yeah.
And he I didn't know he was
Yeah.
that good. I mean, is he just that great on defense, or is Tatum just not getting around him? Because from what
I
I
don't know
remember,
what
Max
the
Strus
fucking
wasn't the
deal
most
is.
versatile defense guy. I think he was known for actually being very bad on defense.
Yeah, he's a sniper. Like that's his. I
It's
mean,
just
he's a
he's a
big enough
yeah.
body where he should be able to play
He's
defense, but
6'5".
he's not a defensive specialist. No one's like, oh fuck.
No.
It's not like Avery Bradley where it's like,
Max
oh
Strus is
no,
guarding
Max
me.
Strus is
Oh.
in the game. Yeah, I'm not
Yeah.
getting any shots. No, no one fucking
Love
sucks
Max Strus
that.
too. I actually kind of like the
Yeah,
guy.
he's a
But
baller. And I
yeah.
wish the fucking Celtics kept him because he hates the
I
Celtics.
forgot he was on our team.
He
Yeah.
smokes them, yeah.
He
But
actually does pretty well against us, but yeah.
he hates the Celtics. Like that fucking Cody Martin jackass from Miami too. They both fucking hate the
Yeah.
Celtics. Have their best games against the
Oh,
Celtics.
he scored. He actually played all 40. Yeah, he played 40 minutes last night. Holy crap.
Max
Dude,
Strus
yeah, they
did.
kept him in pretty much the whole game. Yeah.
See, the dude's
That's
just, he's
wild.
on a tear. I bet they tried to take him out. He's like, Coach, I'm not fucking leaving. Like, I'm
No,
staying
he's
on the
like,
court.
fuck this.
Gave him
Fuck
the
the
Jordan
Garden.
Belfort. I'm not fucking leaving. He's like, okay,
Yeah.
dude, just get out
I
there.
mean,
Fine.
they were up. I think this was a good statement game for Cleveland. I think
Yeah.
they're definitely not scared of the Celtics at all. I don't think any
Yeah.
team is. Let's preference that. I don't think a lot of teams are that scared of the Celtics.
Which is weird because
Because there's no
Celtics
one on the team
fans
that can just
feel
take
like
over.
we're good. I feel like
Yeah.
Celtics fans are like, we have the same thought that we did in Miami, where it's like, all right, you know, we gave them one. Miami was, we played way fucking worse in game two than we did last night, which is saying something because we didn't play that great last night. But everyone's
Yeah.
like, all right, we'll smoke the Heat for the rest of this. And we did. And then I think everyone has that same opinion this time where it's like, all right, we're gonna gentlemen sweep the Cavs and then we'll smoke the Pacers or the Knicks, whoever's coming up
Yeah.
next. I'm hoping it's the fucking Pacers, anyone but the Knicks. And then cruise to
They're
the
hot.
finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knicks
But
aren't messing around. They didn't lose two games at home to the lower seeded team. Like I don't know. It seems like the Celtics after that Heat series, I think they were gonna put it together and just not fuck around.
yeah.
But it's like They could easily, they could have won this game easily. They just didn't, I don't think they wanted to win that game. It didn't seem like they ever wanted to like win. They were just going through the motions, forcing up 3-point shots when clearly they weren't going in. That's why you got in the hole. Like you can't, they live or die by the three, and sadly they died by the
They
three last night.
definitely died.
I think they must have been pretty bad, the shooting percentage in that game. I need to check.
It's terrible. It's like we need fucking Derek White to play hero ball and save us, and he didn't do it last night. And if he
No.
doesn't do that, it seems like we're kind of fucked. And that's weird because he's like our third best player in theory, but he's been
Yeah.
playing
Ooh,
like the
we had
best.
22, 23% from three last night. That's
Yeah,
bad.
it's pretty fucking
While
ugly.
Cleveland
But
shot 46, which was
that's
insane. They had a
really
great night from
good.
three. However, if we just didn't, if shot a little better, you just win that game. If Tatum takes some smarter shots, it's just, I don't know. I mean, we can sit here, we're not the ones fucking on the court, but it's easy for us to say, but it's
And
like
I hate
someone
the
take over.
media perspective where it's like I hate the conjecture of being like, okay, they were in cruise control. Like the Celtics were like, oh, we'll beat the Cavs, it doesn't matter. And I had the same thought against Miami, and I hate to be the media person to say that. Like, oh, they just didn't care. Because I believe that like truly when they step on the court, they do care and they're gonna win and whatnot. But it seemed like they just didn't fucking play well. And then Donovan Mitchell goes off and I believe it was the third and just breaks. Yeah, it was the third. Breaks shit wide open. We
Oh,
can't
that was
stop him to
bad.
save our life. His three to end the third quarter, I was like,
I think you just,
oh
yeah, you texted
no.
me. I was like,
I was
yeah,
like, that was nasty.
yeah. But like every other team, if we go to the finals, gonna have a guy like, whatever, Donovan
Donovan
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Yeah, absolutely.
They all have that guy, and they're pretty much all the same player. Like, what's his name? Who, the guy on
Anthony
the,
Edwards.
yeah, Anthony Edwards is pretty
Or
similar to Donovan
Shea.
Mitchell. Yeah,
Yeah, they
they're
all
all
do the
pretty
same
similar.
thing.
They all do
They're
the same
fast.
thing.
They shoot threes. They're fucking
Yeah,
physical down low.
and
It's like,
they have
we're gonna get
better
boned.
piece, and they have better pieces around them than the Cavs. They're
Yeah.
overall better team. So it's like, if we're struggling against the friggin' Cavaliers at
Yeah.
home, it's not gonna look good, I don't think, when we have to go on like the road against the best team in the NBA, or
Yeah, the
like
Celtics
one of them.
playoff
Yeah.
home numbers in the last couple of years have been suspect at best. Really weird. You'd think there should be a home
Yeah.
field advantage, but I guess not.
I think I saw that. It was like 13 for 30. They were like even at home, or it was
Yeah,
like a
no, it
losing
was
record
14
even.
and 17 or something like that,
Yeah,
I
which is,
think,
that's insane. So at
which
home,
is wild.
you're almost a coin flip at home. On the
Yeah.
road, I guess betting Celtics money line on the road is, or Celtics spread
Seems
on the
like
road
the
is probably
move
the
because
good
they
bet
love to
here.
break hearts in other stadiums and
Oh, so
break hearts at
I
home.
mean, game three, I think you could chalk that up as a win.
Yeah.
If we're gonna be honest here, it's gonna
If
be
there was
kind of
a
like
sure
Miami.
bet, it's game three.
We think this, but then every time I think something's gonna be for sure, Celtics
Yes.
just prove me wrong, and they're just like,
Yeah. I
yeah,
mean,
we're gonna
Miami was a
suck.
sure thing. This is
Was
a
it?
little less of a sure. Yes, Miami was absolutely a
I
sure
held
thing.
my
Game
breath for a
three.
little bit, and
Well,
then they
that's because
popped it wide
you
open.
overthought. You let the
Yeah.
bookie win because you overthought. I'm telling you, as a current gambling man, go get it. Like, fucking, this is
I
free
stopped
money.
actually. Yeah, I didn't even bet
Did
on the
you?
last. I haven't bet on the first two games at all, actually, for this playoff. So,
Wow, got the monkey off your back, huh?
yeah, that I don't know. Stuff like that was pissing me off. So, yeah.
Understandable. Yeah, that would drive me nuts. Like one wrong bounce of the ball and I'd
Yeah.
lose and I'd just be fucking bullshit for the rest of the time.
Yeah. So it's just, I'd rather just watch it and not even think about that stuff and then actually really watch it and understand that, like, this team just needs to step it the fuck up.
Yeah.
I,
Going
they
into the
just,
fourth, I really thought they had a chance. Like they were down
same.
15, and I was like, okay, like 15. The scoreboard looked way worse than it is in person. Like I'm like 15. Like
Yeah.
basketball is a game of runs. A team goes on a run, the other team goes on a run. They go back and forth. I was like, we can
Yeah.
figure this out. And then the Cavs went on a run and just buried us. And then it was a 20-point game. And I'm like, okay, this isn't good. And then they
Yeah.
built on it. And then Joe Mazzulla called the dogs off, brought in all the bench players, and I was like, oh, like didn't even put Pritchard in with the bench. I was like, oh, it's over. It was like, it's fucking over, damn it. Like the
Well, it's
last
not
4 minutes.
Pritchard. Pritchard's like the only one that looks like he actually gives a fuck. He's like
I
going
know,
hard out there, balls to the wall, because
dude,
that's
that
his only
brother
time to
gets
shine.
rebounds for being so tiny.
Oh yeah, and dude, he's
He
like,
cares.
he needs to like be given the pregame speech or something. I
Yeah.
know he's actually pretty calm in demeanor. I think I've seen him in interviews, but like, act like him, Celtics. Like Tatum, I think he's gonna have a big game. He's gotta have a big game at this point. I think after the first game he was hearing stuff and I was all over Celtics Twitter, holy crap. I thought I was kind of weary about Tatum. There's a lot of people out there that are now saying like, whoa, is this just a one-time thing or is this like a it's been happening for the
Just
past seven game thing? Like
I have his 3-point numbers for the last 14 games if you want to hear him. So he's taken 88 threes in the last 14 games. Out of 88 threes, how many of
let me
those do you
guess.
think he's
All right,
hit?
cool. It's got to be below 88. It's got to be below 30 for sure. It's got to be probably like 19.
Final answer.
Let's go 21.
Oh, he improves with the second guess. 22 of
Okay.
88.
I knew it was going to be. I with 19's kind of a little low, like way too low. I
Yeah,
mean, that's.
but you're close either way. You're in the
Yeah.
ballpark.
Yeah.
21 is basically a win. Yeah, so he was the 79th ranked best 3-point shooter this season. He was 113th last season. And in
So they got
last year's
better.
playoffs, yes, marginally,
Yeah.
technically, yeah,
I
you
mean.
improve from being really shitty. And then last year's playoffs, he was 76th best.
The playoffs.
Yeah, last year.
Ooh, that's bad.
Real bad. Out of 76 players.
So Tatum, I mean, he actually didn't shoot that bad with you last night. 2 for 5's not
Yeah,
terrible.
40%.
It's a lot of. Yeah, that's actually pretty decent. So like last night, he kind
But
of
he got benched. Like he was out of the game. He
he literally
played 38 minutes.
Tatum kind of got benched last night though. There was
Yeah,
a point
hey,
where he
everyone
wasn't
did.
out there and I was like, wait, why isn't Tatum out there? He should be out there
Yeah.
right now. And he
Which
was
is
on the
weird because he
bench.
gets the assists, he gets the rebounds. Like he is a net positive in a sense, not last night technically, but
Even the defense was bad last night. Guy, he was
yeah.
letting Donovan Mitchell go right. Well, it's Donovan Mitchell, but
Yeah,
they were
everyone
letting
was
Mobley
though.
go
He was
by him all
cutting through
night.
everyone. Yeah, Mobley
Yeah,
was
but come
killing him.
on. You got it's just annoying. And we know they're gonna win this series. Like we know they're probably gonna win in five again, but
Yeah.
it's not a good look, and people are gonna keep
Yes.
starting to bail out Tatum unless he starts to step it up. Like
Yeah,
you
don't put
gotta
us through this. Like just take care of business. And is it
Yeah.
so wrong to ask for like a couple 40 balls from Tatum in the playoffs, like against the Heat? I get it. Team basketball wins, hero ball usually doesn't. But friggin' Anthony Edwards is going crazy for 30s and 40s left and right, and Jamal Murray has his explosions every, couple of playoff series, not so much this year, but in years past. And I'm like, where's the superstar that we all long for, our savior?
Yeah, like the it guy. I mean, I think it's Porzingis. I mean, but he
Yeah.
comes back and it looks like he might come back soon. I've seen like videos of him just like
Really?
kind of jokingly play around in the gym, like trying to he's definitely mobile. I haven't seen him run yet. I've seen him like do some like post-up moves. So I think he'll be back probably next round unless we go down. If we go down 2-1, you're bringing him back ASAP, right? If
Yeah.
we
Oh,
lose game
100%. Yeah,
three
yeah,
in Cleveland, you're saying, hey, Porzingis, you're playing
yeah.
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like,
You're like, oh, that workout we saw that, it only looked like
yeah,
you
it's
were
good
about
enough.
60% yesterday.
Yeah.
That looked actually more like 100% to me. Get out there.
Yeah. And at that point, we don't even want to talk about that because I don't think they will lose game three.
Yeah, no, it's a guarantee. Like I said, it's a guarantee. Like,
You guarantee
book
win?
it.
What are the
That's
odds?
our best bet. I don't know what they are,
They've
but
got to be live right now. By now, let me look
no
since you're not
doubt.
a gambling
Whatever it
man.
is, hammer the Celtics.
I bet they're how many point favorites? I don't even know. How much would you think?
Celtics would be 2.5.
Two
No,
and a
one and a
half.
half. One and a half.
You think? I still think they're
One
gonna be like
and a
7.5
half.
point favorites.
That'd be fucking wild.
Dude, they're
No, I'll
like
go two
the
and a
best
half.
road team. I'm gonna go 7.5. I haven't I'm just it's just taking
Ambitious.
forever.
I'll go 2.5.
It's gonna be closer to
That's what
seven.
I'm guessing.
I know
All
these
right.
Vegas odds by now.
Yeah. Kid's a shark. I've been out of the game for a while. I
Unfortunately.
don't know the odds anymore.
7.5. Holy shit, I was right.
Wow. Holy
Yep.
fuck.
Wow.
Basketball savant.
That's not good.
Kid knows Vegas.
Well, I think that's probably what they would win by on the road. I think they'll win by a little more than that, but It was after the same thing after the Miami series. They were like
Yeah.
huge favorite. They were like a 14 and a half point favorite still
Yeah.
after getting
But
crushed.
Miami was
So
superstarless. Like I understood that one in a sense. Like
now it's they're
they're a
not
little
as
further from
confident.
reality.
They're not saying they're going to win by 15 like they did with Miami. They're still giving them 8 point win though. They should win this game by like 15 points.
Yeah, they should, and they will. They
You would
will.
go
Who
minus seven.
knows?
You would bet on minus 7.5.
What's the money line?
I
Minus
mean,
500.
-330. So yeah, you're not winning
Yeah.
much money.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so you gotta go spread.
I would go money line in a parlay, but parlay some picks into that. But
Yeah, money
yeah,
line, maybe
Tatum under
Tatum's
threes.
under, yeah. Both of
Tatum's under threes.
us had the same thought. We're like, Tatum's under.
Take I mean Tatum's under has to have been hitting every game now.
Oh,
I think the
100%.
past 7 games, Tatum unders, that used to be like my roommate's like easy throw-in parlay bet. Like
What a
Tatum's over.
douche.
Tatum's o no, Tatum's over.
Oh,
So
over.
he would be like, yeah, I have Celtics to win and Tatum over like 24 points. I'm like, regular season, that's hitting all day.
Yeah.
Postseason, if you have Celtics winning Tatum
Yeah.
over 25, 24 points. You haven't won since, I mean, you won last night. Actually, you didn't even win last
Yeah.
night. Celtics lost. So it's right
Yeah,
there.
true.
Like,
You didn't. And
you
then the
haven't
game
won in a
before, he had
while.
fucking 18. In the last game against the Heat, he had 16. Yeah, he's
You've been
only
losing.
cracked over. He's cracked 25 or more twice.
Yeah. So you've been losing more than winning. And then it's rough. It's a rough,
It's
it's a
rough.
rough,
It's
it's rough
tough
out
out
there
there.
for Tatum, Tatum
Yeah,
gambling fans.
big time. You gotta tell Colby to switch his fucking thing up.
Yeah, and I would have lost. I was trying to put a actually bet in last night for the game, some crazy player parlay for like $2, and I had Hauser over four, so we only had two last night.
Yeah, that's a
That
tough
wouldn't have
one.
hit. I think everything else, and I had the Celtics winning, so I would have lost right off the bat.
Yeah,
I would have
you would
been
have been
pissed
fucked.
if I actually bet on that. I am
Yeah.
pissed, but
For
I
different
don't know, dude.
reasons.
I don't know. It's these Celtics are freaking weird.
Yeah, they're
They're
just a
fucking
pain in
weird.
the ass. Like, fucking how long do I have to deal with this shit?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know what else we could say about that because it's just like,
Yeah.
what the fuck? I think we're just both angry.
Yeah.
I mean,
Let's talk about the Knicks series since you're the fucking resident
yeah.
Knicks fan here.
All right.
What do you think? Knicks are
Somewhat.
up 2-0.
2-0. I actually didn't watch like any of this series yet.
Really? So
I had a bet
figured
on the Knicks
everyone's
though, the
hurt.
first game.
Everyone on the Knicks is getting hurt.
Yeah, who got hurt like
O
recently?
OG looks like he's out for the playoffs. He was limping pretty bad. Mitchell
Sheesh.
Robinson's out probably for this round, if not maybe the whole playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know.
Brunson left the game hurt and then came back and still had his usual, whatever, 30, 40 points like a dickhead.
So you're saying Pacers, you think, take this pretty easy? They're 7 point favorites tonight.
Yeah, I think the Pacers take it easily and then come back from 2-0 down and win the series. But that's a lot of the hater in me talking.
Yeah, I could see that. I would rather play the Pacers anyways. I think they're a good team, obviously. Halliburton,
Yeah, he fucks.
I mean, that's all and what's his name? Friggin' the guy that got from the
Pascal Siakam,
Pascal
Spicy
Siakam.
P.
Yeah. He's decent. Like they would give us
Yeah.
some annoying problems, but like
Yeah, but it would be a win. It'd be like this series where it's
it's a
like, okay,
layup.
like,
The
yeah.
friggin' fucking Indiana Pacers, dude. Come on. It's Indiana
Yeah.
Pacers. When was the last time they won a championship? Have they
Never.
even won it? Yeah. So, I mean, there's
Yeah.
just no, I think they would actually be the only team that's probably scared of us is probably Indiana. They're probably scared
Yeah.
of us. Like,
Yeah, they're probably like, yeah, we're gonna get clapped.
yeah, like fuck, we have no chance.
I bet we smoked them during the regular season too. I wonder what our regular season record was for a second. Probably was pretty good.
That's probably a quick Google search, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
I mean, Celtics.
Know they
Regular
won the play-in, so they had to have
season
beaten us at
record.
some point.
Well, what? In 2023, 2024 season, the Indiana Pacers have a 27-23 record against the Boston Celtics.
Oh, that must be
Oh
all
no,
time.
that's their no, that's their like record this. Wait, what?
Yeah, no, that must be all time because they play each other
Yeah.
four
What are you
times
doing? I
or
just
two
want to know.
times. One of the two.
Oh, here it is. Celtics. No, they're 2-2. Oh no.
Wow.
They
No shit.
are no 3-2. And then this one,
They
the
played
first
each
one
other
they
five
lost.
times.
Yeah, first time they lost. So they won the
Never watched
game.
the playing game.
Game one was no, hold on. They haven't played since January though. So game one, they played back in November a long time ago. They won 155 to 104, blew them off the face of the earth. Then the next game they lost
Celtics were
one.
rolling there.
They lost 122 to 112 the next game. Then they won the next game 118 to 101, so that's a blowout. And then they lost the next game by two, and then they won the so they've had some close games in there. But other than that, I mean, they
Yeah,
did
I'm
win the
not worried about
series
Indiana.
3-2. So we're saying that series maybe goes seven. There's a possibility it can go seven. I could
It
see it maybe
could.
going seven. It
If
shouldn't.
Halliburton goes nuclear, maybe.
It
But
shouldn't. It should
I
go
don't think
six
they have any more
tops.
firepower than the Cavs. I think they're pretty much on par with the Cavs.
Yeah, Cavs have like a decent team. People keep shitting
They
on them. They're
do.
not
I love
like,
Darius Garland.
yeah. I mean, they're not like friggin', they're not us, but they're good.
No,
They're
fuck
definitely
them. Of
good.
course they're not us. No.
You're definitely thinking Pacers. I mean, I'll probably roll with you on that, but
Yeah, I would say, wow, betting against your hometown Knicks,
well,
huh?
if everyone's hurt, and they don't have my boys from Duke there anymore, there's no one.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
I was only
they
following my boys. I can't.
mm.
There's. I don't think
Now
anyone's
they're
left.
just all Villanova. Everyone on that fucking
Yeah,
team is
so if
from
you're a Villanova
Villanova.
guy, I'm sorry,
Big
but you're
Knicks fan.
big Knicks fans over there. You're not doing so hot. Yeah, RJ
No,
is on.
that
RJ
sucks.
is in Toronto, which kind of sucks for him too. But
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess you're a Raptors fan now.
God bless my soul.
Yeah, you're like, that
They're over there
sucks.
with the Leafs playing golf already in the off season,
Yeah,
buzzing around.
literally on their way
Yeah.
to Cancun.
Do you want to talk about the Western Conference at all, or do you think
Yeah,
you
we'll
stunned
do
yet?
it
Or
quickly just because I'm fucking pissed. Are you, did you, have you seen any of these fucking Nuggets, Wolves
yeah,
games?
it seems like the Nuggets are kind of like the South. They're just like playing kind of sloppy. They
Yeah,
don't care.
like, oh, dude, it's so annoying. Like, the game one was fabulous. I was down in Miami for it, even back and forth
Oh,
game. One of the most
did you
competitive
go?
games I've ever seen. Yeah, I was just there last week. Just got back
Oh,
Tuesday.
no way.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
Cool.
But yeah, so like game one was one of the most even back and forth games I've seen in fucking years. It was awesome. And then
Yeah.
of course Minnesota ended up pulling it out like a bunch of fucks. And then the second game was a dick kicking. I can't believe it. I'm completely blown away. I hate Minnesota, hate everything about them, hate all their players. I'm like, God damn it, how does this keep
Really?
happening? Karl-Anthony Towns is playing well. It's fucking disgusting. I hate Karl-Anthony Towns.
It's kind of a good story, though.
No, it's not. I
I
hate
mean,
them. The
he's been.
Minnesota Timberwolves, they're a dumpster fire franchise. They should remain terrible for the rest of their existence.
What was it?
The
Sorry?
Minnesota Timberwolves
Ah.
are a dumpster fire franchise. They should be terrible forever.
Yeah.
They've always been terrible. They will always be. It's like the
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns. Like, they're just fucking shitty. They're always going to be shitty. Just fucking deal with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Sorry, and I had it. There was an ad. I was on a page, and then an ad came up, so I had a little trouble hearing you.
You're good. Yeah.
Yeah,
I hate Minnesota. I don't know
I
why,
don't know.
especially
I
this
think they're
year.
kind of like a feel-good story, though. I think a lot of people have the opposite of
Oh,
thought.
I'm against everyone on this one, I
Okay.
know, but I just keep getting waterboarded with the Anthony Edwards is the next Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
Ah!
they're
I'm like,
forcing it.
shut the fuck up.
He might be.
He's not. He's really not. He's not even the next Kobe. He's not even the next Dwayne
Well, we
Wade.
don't
Like,
know this because he's only 22. I mean,
I know this. I know
they were
this.
saying the same thing about Tatum. He was going to be
Yeah,
the next
exactly.
Kobe, and
Yeah.
he's not
And
even anywhere
Tatum plays
close at this
into
point.
it. Yeah, he plays into it
I don't
with
think
all the
he's even going to be
fanfare, him
close.
doing all the Kobe poses with the
Yeah.
basketball and all this pregame stuff. It's like, dude, if you're gonna be Kobe, then go out here, fucking drop 50 and win a goddamn game with conviction. But I
Yeah.
digress. Now I'm
I
fired
agree.
up
Yeah.
about the Timberwolves. Yeah, it's just
I got shocked.
all I hear is Anthony Edwards, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I hate Karl-Anthony Towns. I despise Karl-Anthony Towns. I think he's soft. He's not good
Wow.
at basketball. It's incredible that that they still have him on the team. And of course, even in these last two games, he's playing well. I think he's atrocious. And yes, I know I totally sound like a hater. I am a
That's the
hater.
general thought, though, on him,
Yeah.
Karl-Anthony Towns, I
Yeah.
think. He's always been
He's a
seen as like a
lesbian.
little, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always been
He's
seen as
just.
like the softy, like
Yeah.
never gonna get it done kind of player. This could be Tatum, though, in the next few years. We don't know, because
Could
I
be, but
mean, he
like at
could be
least
that
Tatum
guy that
doesn't
just
play
never
as
went to
soft.
ship and he's just, yeah.
Karl-Anthony Towns like 7 feet tall, only jacks up threes. I'm like, dude, like your post game is terrible. Like your game is terrible. All you do is shoot threes. Like
But I think he's putting it together now.
Yeah,
He's been cooking.
glorified Porzingis. Yeah, he by
Yeah,
a couple
that's a
of
good description. Holy shit.
yeah, he's a
Glorified
glorified
Porzingis.
Porzingis. Yeah.
That's
And
I
it's
like
like,
that.
yes,
I like that.
he's had two good games, you know, and of course he will. Any NBA player, if they're given the green light to shoot a bunch of threes, they're gonna have a few good games here or there. I think
They're
Karl Anthony
17
Towns
tall.
blows. Yeah, exactly. The rim's at his fucking neck. So like he can obviously
Yeah.
shoot
But
and get him in.
they do have Defensive Player of the Year too, and Gobert, right? I think he got
Yeah,
Gobert, whatever you want to
yeah.
call him.
I think he
He did
did
win that
win it,
again,
which
which I was kind
sucks.
of shocked. I didn't know he was that
Yeah.
great on defense this year.
He's really not that good. He was out in the last game for the Timberwolves, and their defense was better than I've seen it all year. I'm like, this guy is not
Oh,
Defensive
wow.
Player of the Year. Yeah. I'm like,
He was
he,
out
yeah.
in the game they lost.
In the game they won, the last
Oh,
one,
the
they
game they
killed
won.
it.
Sorry. I was thinking
Yeah,
about the other team. I was
yeah.
thinking
No,
about
the
that
2-0.
Thunder game last night with the Mavs.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I
But,
think this series can go 7-2. We'll
yeah.
finish this one first. But yeah, I think I would rather see the Nuggets lose a series. I mean,
Really? I
I
think
just don't want to run into the
you're on
Nuggets,
all of
dude.
America's side. Like, I get it. Everyone wants to see the Nuggets lose. I understand. I don't want the Nuggets to win particularly either, but I want them to lose to anyone but the Timberwolves.
I don't. Yeah, because I think that both of these teams I would hate to match up against. I think they
Yeah.
both have a
Yeah,
we.
it'd be bad.
They have the deciding factors on both their teams. Like, we don't have anyone
Yeah.
to guard Joker. He's a force. We don't have
Yeah.
anyone to guard Karl Anthony Towns and their big men. And they combat all our
You
big
don't have
men.
to
So,
guard Karl Anthony Towns. More, I guess, Anthony Edwards,
I mean
which,
Anthony Edwards. Sorry, get
yeah.
them
But
confused.
being realistic, all the matchups aren't great for the Celtics. Like the Nuggets, that wouldn't be great. The
I think Thunder
Wolves,
would
that
be
wouldn't
fine.
be great. Thunder, they're fast, they're young. Like I
I
think
think they're just.
that's our most ideal chance.
Yeah.
I'd take the Mavs. Actually, I think the Mavs would be the favorite
Oh, I
matchup.
don't know.
I think that'd
That
be
would be
great.
fun because, like, Kyrie, but
That'd be fun as
Kyrie's
fuck.
balling right now.
Yeah, he is,
Kyrie's
but he won't ball
on
against
a
the Celtics.
tear. I think he will, dude.
No,
I
he
saw a
sucks.
TikTok, and I hate to say this, that came out of my mouth. I saw a TikTok, but I saw a TikTok the other day,
Should've.
and it was like, I should have said video, but this guy was talking about just like when Kyrie's actually happy and like on a good team with like players around him that like enjoy him, he does so good. On the
Yeah.
Cavs, he was so well liked, I'm pretty sure. And he was a baller on that team. And then every other team, he's kind of been like a problem child. But this team seems to like embrace Kyrie. Like this Mavs team, it looks like they're having fun. Kyrie's smiling. I don't
Yeah.
think he's smiled. He's been hated for good reasons. I mean,
Yeah, absolutely.
the guy's probably not the, he's, who knows? But yeah, I think he's not very well liked throughout all of NBA.
Yeah.
So he's finally on a team that he likes and he's actually like, happy again. It's kind
He
of
is.
crazy to see. And he's bawling
Yeah.
out like incredibly.
And I hate him as a person. Like, he's a pain in the ass. But as a basketball player, like, he was sick in the Clippers series last round. He's so fun to watch play basketball. Like
Yeah,
he's
his
hits
handles.
retarded shots that have
Yeah.
no business going in. I'm like, okay, sure. Like if you're gonna do that, I'll
We need
watch.
someone like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh God, imagine what the Celtics would be if they had Kyrie. God, that'd be
Think
so
I'd take
sick.
Kyrie over Tatum. Right now,
This point,
well,
yeah, I
it's
think they
easy to
traded the
say
wrong
because
guy.
it's easy to say right now because how hot Kyrie is.
Yeah.
I don't even know how well he played actually the other night, but
I would imagine
game
probably
two,
pretty well. He
I'm looking
probably
at it right
killed
now.
it.
He had 29.
Yeah, that
No,
would
he
do.
only had 9. You suck.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. But 11 assists is fucking good. Damn. Wow. Dame 1 and Kyrie had 9 points. That's crazy. Luka, of course,
Well, this
29,
is
10,
game
and
two.
7.
Sorry.
What else is new?
Oh, they won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. PJ
What happened
Washington
there?
went crazy, huh?
See, I didn't. I hate
Yeah,
that these games are on
I
at like
watched the game and I
10
was like,
o'clock.
damn, I know PJ
You
Washington
did
was
watch?
scoring. Yeah. But I had the day off today, so I was able to stay up late. I watched the whole game. I didn't realize PJ Washington had that fucking good of a game. Good for
I
him.
guess
I
this
knew he could score.
Gafford guy's pretty
Yeah.
cooking right now too. People are
Yeah, he's
excited about
good.
him.
Yeah, he's a beast. He was on Washington last year too. They freed him in
Really?
the trade
Good for
deadline.
him. He's getting out of
Yeah,
there and
I know.
he's
Fucking now he's winning.
getting some big minutes, scoring 13 points and 7 rebounds and
Yeah, he's
big
perfect for
playoff game.
Luka. He's just a fucking tall
Really?
dude that Luka can
Okay,
throw
I'm
alley-oops
excited
to.
about the Mavs again because I, well, realistically,
Yeah.
I'm Mavs in the Western Conference, so I
Yeah.
wouldn't want to see him just because like Obviously, I'm gonna root for the Celtics, but I might wear my Dirk jersey one night.
Yeah.
Like, I think I
No.
might get shot in Boston wearing that, but
It probably.
they wouldn't. Well, they, you gotta respect it because it is Dirk, but
Yeah.
it's also
Yeah,
a
no
Mavs
one's gonna
jersey.
cuss you out for wearing a Dirk jersey. Yeah. No, I think
No, no
everyone
one's
loves
scared of
Dirk.
Dirk.
He's like, no, he's like the most universally liked player there is.
Yeah, so it's just it
Like
would be entertaining. I think Celtics Mavs would actually probably be a fun matchup to
that would
watch
be
just because
stellar. Like
the
ideally,
Kyrie.
that would be so much fun. That would probably be the most entertaining, and I think the Celtics would win. That would be my best case scenario. I agree.
Yeah, that would be, and I think that could start also like a rivalry there because I think the next year, if Mavs keep this up, which I think they can, I mean, if they
Yeah,
got all stay
definitely.
healthy, Kyrie's gets hurt a lot, but
Yeah.
like they're a good team. They got some good young pieces, and I know they did a lot to. I was actually watching the first game where they lost. The announcers were like, I guess they brought a lot of guys in via trade
Yeah.
to like help fill out the roster just to like make it perfect for Luka, and it's been working. They were one of the hottest teams to end out the season.
Yeah, they traded for Gafford, Washington, traded for Kyrie last year.
And all those guys are in their starting five right now, so
Yeah.
it's seeming to work out. And then their bench, I think they got some snipers on the bench too,
Yeah,
which
they
should
have
do well.
Dante Exum, who's the fucking man. Tim Hardaway Jr. is always pretty hit
Who's
or miss.
Green? Jay Green?
Yeah, Josh Green. He's
He
fine.
made, I
He's
mean,
average.
he was a huge part of their win last night.
Yeah, 11 points is pretty good off the bench, but yeah, he's underwhelming to me.
Hey,
Like he's perfectly average.
3 for 5, he shot better than Tatum.
He did.
let's say
He
that.
did, Tech.
So I would, yeah, he played pretty good, but
Yeah, that'll do, I guess.
and then I'll just, yeah, to wrap that Thunder series up, I guess. I don't, Thunder would be cool too to play. I
Yeah.
think Mavs maybe can take this series though.
Yeah, I think this series is a complete toss-up. Like, I truly have no idea.
So
I was surprised the
seven.
Mavericks beat the Clippers. So now that they did, I'm like, ah, fuck, maybe they're better than I thought.
I was not surprised. They were the hot, like I said, one of like the second
Yeah.
hottest team in the NBA for that
Yeah, you
season.
had conviction for the Mavs. I didn't understand where you're coming from. Now, obviously, hindsight's 2020. I'm like, fuck, he was right.
And Kyrie's balling out. Kyrie and Luka, they're a dynamic duo right now. That's better than
Yeah.
our duo. So, man,
Yeah,
actually,
that's
Luka's
true. I
plus
mean, it's not very
minuses.
hard to beat.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
Luka turns the ball over. If they counted turnovers, he'd have a quadruple double every fucking game.
yeah, he's not. He only had one last game. That's probably why they won. But yeah, so Celtics game 3-1.
Guaranteed. Book it.
You're saying book it. When is it? Tomorrow, Saturday,
Yeah.
or is it on Mother's Day?
I think it's tomorrow.
So they won't play again until tomorrow night, Saturday night in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Game three is always in the away, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
Good,
it'll
because
be Cleveland. So
I got
yeah,
some reservations
they
around
play
Fenway.
game three, yeah, tomorrow at 8:30.
Okay, what time are my reservations at? I think they're at like 7, so should be done
Perfect.
in the north. We're going out somewhere in Fenway area.
Nice.
Tickets are
Ripping the
sweet.
bars.
No, we there was a restaurant she's my girlfriend's wanted to try, so
Didn't know
just
they
did
had good
that.
restaurants in Fenway.
Oh, dude, food scene's getting crazy in Boston, so
Yeah, it is. Big
restaurants
time.
everywhere. So we're gonna try
Yeah.
that out, but maybe go to the Red
Tight.
Sox game if we can get a cheap enough ticket. Like show up there, and you never know how much they are.
Fuck
They're like
yeah.
20
Oh, gee,
bucks.
it's the Red Sox. Yeah, they'll give them to you. Don't they suck?
No, they're actually like surprisingly.
I thought they were supposed to
Like
be terrible.
in, they're like in the mix for a wild card potentially. The
Oh,
East is
shit.
just so the Eastern. Well, we have to go against Yankees and
Yeah, and
what
the
is it, the
Yankees are
Orioles.
killing it. I know that.
The Orioles are killing it too. Yeah, Orioles are better than them right now. We're
Yeah, that's a
third
wild.
place in
What
the
a world
East.
we live in. The Orioles are good.
We are only 5.5 games behind Baltimore already. We're in third place in our conference, so we're better than Tampa and Blue Jays right now for
Yeah,
standings.
all the Blue Jays.
And I
Actually, the Blue
think,
Jays have been good recently.
and we are middle of the pack for wild cards, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, Blue Jays have been good, but yeah, we'll see. But back to, yeah,
Yeah.
I'll probably hopefully watch some of the game. I
Fuck
don't
yeah.
think it'll be weird. Just like I'm used to showing these games off at halftime recently.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if
Well,
you're doing the whole thing.
in the Heat game, I would, unless I was at a bar,
I don't even
obviously.
think
But
I watched any of those games in full.
yeah, well, it
Maybe
was
the
always
losing
a
one.
dick kick, and we were up 30 at the end of the third. We're like, all right, we got this.
And surprisingly enough, it's like I watched the last two games in full because they were
Yeah.
like losing. When they're up like at halftime, it was over. I was like, all right, I mean, what do
Yeah.
we got to
If they
watch
have a
here?
lead, the defense locks it down. If they don't, then the defense eats shit.
I literally, and a bad thing, it the worst thing is, I said that like with 5 minutes left in the second quarter, I think last night, I was like, this game's over. We're gonna have to turn this off at half because they were up, I think they were up at one point by almost 10.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're just going to extend by halftime. There's a few minutes left. They'll be up by like 15,
Imagine if you turned
20.
it off, that would have been a big kick to the dick.
And I was like, looking at my roommate, I was like, yeah, we could. He was like, oh, I might go play video games. Like, we might need to actually
Yeah,
even
I'm
watch this.
calling
And then all of a sudden, it was like, fuck. And then we're like, well, we got to keep it
We're
on
getting
now.
boned.
Then we got to keep it on now. Oh, we're actually down 20. Oh, boom.
Great.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's
But
fucking basketball, man.
hopefully we can watch this game in full, or hopefully, where are you going anywhere to watch it, or just your place?
I will be having a couple of retards over to my place. Just set up a new fire pit outside, nice lawn
Oh,
furniture that we
fancy.
stole from the neighbors. So
What?
that's probably going to be the setup.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where you're at now?
Yeah.
Your parents? Yeah, damn.
Yeah, at the folks' house. Yeah, I mean, we might go tear up the bars later in the eve, maybe at like 10 or so.
Ah,
Hopefully
dude,
by then
stay
the
in.
Celtics game. But yeah, I
Yeah.
know. I'm trying to save money, dude. I
Why
spent
stay?
a
I was gonna
fucking
say, what the
fortune in
heck?
Miami. Like,
It
I
looked fun,
fucking,
yeah.
it was awesome. It was stellar. But I spent a pretty penny. It was never,
Yeah.
I've been, I try and go every year. Sometimes a
Never
couple
bet.
times a year. It's fucking incredible. I'm going back
Yeah, you are
in
a big Miami
September.
guy, yeah. I forgot
Yeah,
that.
as much as I can. It's like a drug. Like, I just need to do it like once
Can
a
you
year
fly
just to
down?
stabilize myself. Oh yeah, always. It's like a
Stay in the same
two
place
and
at
a
this point
half.
every time too? Same,
No,
or do
we
you just
switch it
go
up.
wherever?
We have the
Yeah.
last two times we stayed at the same place. It's been glorious. Started out different, and then the next time I go, I'm staying at the historic Fontainebleau. Oh, it's gonna be incredible. Super psyched. Staying on the 48th floor, overlooking the beach. I'm gonna bring all the party favors. It's gonna be miraculous.
Run up the credit card bill. Let it go
Yep.
for a few months.
Oh, at the
Yeah.
Fontainebleau, it's fucking, it's like $25 a drink.
Is this
I
like
mean,
a prestigious place? Like it's
oh, it's the
nice.
best.
Okay.
Yeah,
I figure.
it's like
I don't know
it's
Miami at
historic.
all.
Frank Sinatra used to stay
Oh,
there. Friggin',
okay.
that's where the Eagles wrote Hotel California as they were staying at the
Oh.
Fontainebleau. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but they were staying at the Fontainebleau. Like
In Miami.
the Doobie Brothers used to play pick up basketball outside against like a
Okay.
bunch of other bands and stuff like that. Like crazy, ton of history involved, and it's
Well,
a
let's
great
record a
time.
podcast there.
Yeah.
We'll
Oh, dude,
expense it,
don't try
right?
to
We'll
make
get
fun.
Al of the Heathens
Yeah,
credit card. Not Al of the Heathens.
yeah.
Whoa, I said the wrong name
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We
Now
can't say that name.
Pat'll
Hopefully,
expense it. Yeah.
Pat will expense it.
Yeah, we'll get his credit card. I mean, he's big balling up in Maine. He's not spending much money, so we'll do a live podcast from the balcony
Sure.
of the
He can
50th
come.
floor. Yeah, absolutely.
He can
If he's
come.
paying for it, at very least he can come.
I might have to talk to this about him.
Yeah,
Be like, hey, me
yeah.
and Liam need a business expense. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll
Just
write it off
expect
in
a larger than
taxes.
usual credit card bill
Yeah,
here. Running a car.
don't worry. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah, I'll see him 2 weeks from now, so that'll be funny. I'll let you
Yeah,
say that to him.
do it. Let me
Yeah.
know what he says. I'm sure he'd be all in for it. I can't imagine he'd have a
Yeah,
problem.
he'd be like, yeah, why not? Okay,
Yeah,
sir.
exactly. Perfect.
Okay,
He's like, yeah.
master.
Yes,
And if he doesn't,
master.
I'll probably just try to steal his credit card anyways at the wedding and go in
Yeah,
the
yeah.
bathroom and do it
Get
on my
a few
phone.
drinks in him. It won't be very
Exactly.
difficult.
Yeah.
But I think that's a wrap on episode
Yeah.
120 of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Throw us a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And we'll be back to you talking about how we guarantee the Celtics victory next game.
Hopefully.
Game three, book it. And
Later.
that's a. He stole my
See
line,
you
you
too.
fuck. And that's a later.
Later.